to you. A happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Minister Tiffany, our songbird. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you and many more. Hallelujah. I want to just do a clap here for our minister, our original songbird. Yes, as we go into worship, the Lord shall reign forever. Exodus 15 says, the Lord shall reign forever. Sing praises to our King, for he is the King of kings. Sing the praises to our King, for he's the King of kings. Sing the praises to our King, for he is the King of kings. Sing the praises to our King, for he's the King of kings. Give him glory, for he's the King of kings. Sing it, glory, for he's the King of kings. Give him glory, for he's the King of kings. Give him glory, for he's the King of kings. Sing praises to the King, for he is the King of kings. Sing the praises to the King, for he's the King of kings. Give him glory, give him glory this morning, for he's the King of kings. Give him glory, for he's the King of kings. Give him glory, for he's the King of kings. Give him glory, for he's the King of kings. All hail King Jesus. Hallelujah. All hail Emmanuel. Yes. Oh, hail Emmanuel, yes. He reigns forever, and he reigns forever, and he reigns forever and evermore. And he reigns forever, and he reigns forever, and he reigns forever and evermore. All hail King Jesus. Hallelujah. Our King reigns. Hallelujah. On this day, Women's Day. Hallelujah. International Women's Day. Our God reigns. Hallelujah. There is none like you. Hallelujah. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. Oh, there is none, there is none like you. Hallelujah. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. Come on, lift your hands up and worship. Say not there is none. There is none like you. Ooh. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and there is none, there is none, there is none. Hallelujah. There is none, there is Jesus, I say there is none. There is none. There is none like you. Hallelujah. There is none like you. Hallelujah. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, I lift my hands in worship as I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, I lift my hands in worship as we praise your holy name. For you are great, and you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Say it to him. There is no one else like you. For you are great, and you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Come on, lift your hands up this morning. Just tell the Lord, say, you deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. Say it again. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. 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 Hallelujah. Come on, just lift your hands in worship this morning. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God. You're great. There's no one else. No one else like you. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is no one else like him. Can you hear me? God bless
yes,
you.
Yes, I can hear you.
Praise God, praise God. To God be the glory for the great and mighty things he is doing. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Minister Roslyn, allowing the Lord to use you this morning. Hallelujah. I tell you, this is a worshipful time, and we give God glory. We give him praise. Good morning, good morning. Thank you, Minister Tisha, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord. I tell you, this is the day that the Lord has truly made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm telling you, this is Brenda Terrell just speaking to you this morning, because I'm telling you, I'm in a phase where I'm just worshiping God, and I just encourage you to continue to worship him in spirit and in truth, and I bring you kingdom's greetings. I'm so glad that you have joined us. I'm going to share just a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 with our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and they stood on God's word, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission is to enrich, empower, and enhance believers each and every day as they come on the call. And we have a website you can go to. It's themasterscall.net. themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speaker. The theme for this year is in 2022. God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we'll be continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Many of you might feel led to be a part of this great ministry. We encourage you to do so. You can greet as Minister Keisha did. You can sing and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth as Minister Rosalind did so graciously. And then you can host, which is what I'm doing, as well as share a word from the Lord. If the Lord has a word in your belly, we definitely want to hear it. To God be the glory, again, for the great and mighty things he is doing. Now, you can send your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. And not only that, you can send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. And we would definitely pray for you and your prayer requests, as well as celebrate with you in your praise reports. And on Fridays, we do take your prayer requests and praise reports in the second half of the call. Now, what brought most of us together is this awesome, awesome call called Artist Life. It was Artist International back then, but I tell you, they changed to Artist Life, but still have the wonderful products. You can get with the person that invited you to the call, and they would definitely share more information with you. It was established by the Diaz de Leon family well over 30 years ago. Now, we do have a morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call, and that number is 767-770-1525. Again, 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-pound. And if you need a bypass number, if your provider's trying to charge, that bypass number that you dial first is 716-293-9707. And today is Presidential Tuesday on the MMC call with Executive Candida Mosley. Again, 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617-pound. I want to say this is International Women's Day, and it is our songbird, our original songbird's birthday, and we definitely want to say happy, happy, happy birthday to you. And we definitely will do another little tribute right after the message. Right now, I want to go into introducing a man of God who is always on point. And he hears from the Lord. When he hears from the Lord, he delivers straight from the throne room of God. And we just thank God for him being a part of this wonderful ministry. Who am I speaking of? I'm talking about Pastor Everett Thomas, baptized, born-again believer, who is a pastor, a minister, a counselor. He stands on God's word. He believes in God's word. He acts on God's word. And you can rest assured when he speaks God's word, we will hear what the Spirit is saying. He is, as I mentioned, a counselor. He is married to the wonderful Miss Cheryl. We love and appreciate her. They've been married well over 25 years. His mission is to empower and help transform lives in spirit, soul, and body, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And after I pray, you will hear the very voice of this man of God, none other than Pastor Everett Thomas from Detroit, Michigan. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the awesome and amazing God that you are. Lord, you do miracles because you're so great. And Lord, we stand on your word. We trust in your word. We believe in your word. And Father God, we will act on your word, knowing, Lord God, that you watch over your word to perform it. Thank you, Father God, for this time that you woke us up this morning. And we seek your face, Lord God, to use us and ask us and use us where you can depend on us to do your will and to do your call. Father God, we lift up Dr. Pecola and Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for these women of God who profoundly stand on your word. We thank you, Father, for the man of God who's going to come forth with this awesome word straight from the throne room of heaven. Lord God, we thank you that it is he that dwells in your secret place. And, Father God, as he's dwelling in your secret place and hearing the voice of God, Father, we, your people, will hear what the Spirit is saying. And, Father God, we give your name praise. We give your name glory because we trust in you, O God. Our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So thank you, Lord God, for using this vessel in a mighty, mighty way. In Jesus' precious name, we say hallelujah and amen. I'll turn it over to the man of God, Pastor Everett.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, man of God. Take it away.
Well, God bless you. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for that warm introduction and acknowledging Minister Keisha as our greeter and Minister Rosalind as our psalmist. And to our great co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. Pecola Roberts, and to all the great women of God, happy International Women's Day. I'm reminded of a gospel according to James, and he says, this is a man's world, but it would be nothing without a woman. Oh, girl, James Brown, yes, amen. God bless your heart. Well, praise God. We thank God for another opportunity to be a blessing in serving today as your messenger. Praise God. Happy birthday, Minister Tiffany. Praise God for all that you do for this call. Amen. Well, let's look into our word on today, looking at Ephesians chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter 5. And starting at verse number 15. I'm reading from the Amplified Version. It says, therefore, see that you walk carefully, living life with honor, purpose, and courage, shunning those who tolerate and enable evil, not as the unwise, but as wise, sensible, intelligent, discerning people, making the very most of your time on earth, recognizing and taking advantage of each opportunity and using it with wisdom and diligence, because the days are filled with evil. Verse 17, therefore, do not be foolish and thoughtless, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. Focusing on that 16th verse, making the very most of your time. Praise God. We're looking at our subject today, time sensitive. Amen. Time sensitive. Many of us have received mail that had time sensitive on it, open immediately. You know, a lot of times we have to respond, or they want us to respond in a timeful way. Amen. Urgently sometimes. They want us to respond. Amen. And get the mail returned if it's something needs to be returned in a very time sensitive manner. So we just want to encourage us today, because some of us have been guilty of dragging our feet. Amen, somebody. Procrastinating. God has spoken to our spirit, told us what to do, and we have the nerve to put God on hold. Come on, somebody. Amen. So this is just a message to kind of push us into our destiny, to push us to what God wants us to do in a time-sensitive way. Amen. God is calling on somebody to move expediently in a particular direction, in doing what God has called you to do. Why? Because there's an assignment with your name on it, and God expects us to carry out our assignments, not to put it off, but to get the job done expediently. So this time sensitive, amen, we have to be sensitive to the voice of God. I'm guilty. I must confess, I'm guilty. Years and years ago, my wife and I, we were on vacation. And, you know, we're supposed to have a good time, you know, having a good time and enjoying life, what have you. And the voice still small. How many know you hear God speaking? You know it's God speaking. So out of nowhere, here he comes talking about clean up your basement. I said, you know, wait a minute. What does the basement have to do with me having a good time, enjoying my vacation time? But he's trying to help me to realize that time is important. And this is a time to get things in order. But, you know, how many times we put God off and say, well, you know, okay, I get to it. And I must confess, I'm still getting to it, y'all. Yes, I am. I'm still working on my basement. Why? Because I chose not to do what I was told to do expediently. I don't have anybody else want to confess here today. Praise God. Anybody heard these words? Delayed obedience is disobedience. My God, my God. So I had to confess, oh God, I'm so sorry. But there's consequences. Yes, it is. There's consequences when we choose not to diligently do what we're supposed to do in a timely fashion. My God, my God. So it's time to redeem the time. It's time to get busy doing what God called us to do. Yes, we have to be sensitive to the time that we have. We don't know what our expiration date is. We don't know when it is, praise God, but we have to do what we need to do where and when and how God says to do it. Where is he leading you? What is he telling you to do? And why are we questioning and putting God off? We don't want to be put on hold. I mean, anytime we call a business and we want to get our point across and our questions asked, what have you, and they say, well, please hold, and the next representative will be serve you in a few minutes when they're available. And we get upset, don't we, when we get put on hold. How you feel God feels about us when we put God on hold? Songwriter says, time. Time is filled with swift transition, not of earth. Unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in him who will not leave you whatsoever years may bring. If by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to him cling. Covered not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasure. They will never pass away. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright, the home in glory, your enraptured soul will view. Yes, we have to hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. So we understand that he walks with us and he talks with us and he tells us that we are his own. So we have to get busy, do what God called us to do. Why? Because time is passing on. Here, spring is right around the corner. Time is going to change in a few days. Daylight saving time. Time. Time-sensitive mission, time-sensitive ministry. Amen. It's time to open up this mail. Amen, somebody, immediately. Amen. It's time to move when God says move. Amen. It's not about how we talk it. We have to walk it. Come on, somebody. Amen. God is expecting us to move in a timely fashion. Looking at Luke chapter 9. Looking at Luke chapter 9, starting at verse number 50. 7. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have not where to lay his hand. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me or allow me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. I tell you, this is time sensitive, time to move, time to get busy, time to, amen, occupy till he come. Yes, this is it. This is time. God just wanted me to remind somebody that you've been dragging your feet a little bit too long. You've been moving too slow. You're just dragging your feet, and God's saying it's time to pick those feet up and get to moving and doing what God called you to do. Yes, he did. He told you that. Yes, he did. He told you that. So this is a sensitive matter. Stop putting God on hold. Praise God. Time. Where do we get this time? Where do we get it? Well, who give it to us? The first principle of the stewardship is this: God is the owner and we are stewards. God owns everything. We are his tenants and we are accountable, therefore, to him for the use of his gifts. And this includes the gift of time. God created time and gave it to us. And this is his fundamental gift for all. Other gifts are conditioned upon it. Yes, God gives to all equally, though others may have more talents, and we all have the same amount of time. No matter how rich we are, time cannot be bought. No matter how poor, we cannot receive less. The president of our nation or the CEO of the largest corporation has no more time than you. Every person has 60 minutes to the hour, 24 hours to the day, and 7 days per week. So Jesus was both urgent and careful about the use of God's given time. Amen. And on one occasion he said, as long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. John 9:4. Where do we get time? God gives it. It is his gift. So do we really treasure the gift of time? Do we respect the gift of time? How shall we use this time? Well, the use we make of time is our stewardship of it. In this, we may be faithful or unfaithful. Yeah. It's our choice. We may use time in the wrong way, or we may use it in the right way. On the one hand, we use time in the wrong way. We need to make the very most of your time, Paul says. But sometimes we fail to do this. The one thing, we can just wish our time away for half a lifetime. We grasp at life very yet freely, and it's gone. It's gone. Time dragged by when we were children. It seems that Christmas comes would never come. Just seem like it just take forever, and we wishing the days away until it did. The same held true of our birthdays, or until some party or even school's out. We always wanted to grow up, and we were wishing the time go away. And amen. But this way of thinking isn't confined to children. Praise God. Many in their teens are wishing their time away, and they fall in love, or they think they do. A few years must pass and before they can marry, so they wish the time away instead of having the patience to say, let's enjoy what we have now. We take on such responsibilities soon enough. So how should we use this time? Well, now we have to use it wisely. Again, we could be careless with time. Henry David Thoreau once said, you cannot kill time without injuring eternity. Victor Hugo says, as short as life is, we can make it shorter still by the careless waste of time. In this regard, three things may take the keenest from the life of the professing Christian. First, carelessness with time. Second, carelessness with prayer. And third, carelessness with money. Often these three sorry sisters live together and make for a dismal household. And then, still again, we can be tyrannized by time. Americans have more time-saving devices and less time than any other people in the world. We need a better perspective of our time. We make a fetish of hectic activity, and we admire the person who is always dashing off to keep an appointment, and we assume that person must be very successful. We are time-conscious people. Yes, we are. And we must really use our time in the right way, not in the wrong way. Praise God. So as we look at time, time is fleeting. Time is fleeting. And it behooves us to realize how sensitive our time is, how urgent it is to do what God has called us to do. Tomorrow's not promised to us. And we often say yesterday is a canceled check, but tomorrow is a promise, sorry, note. Amen. So we have to acknowledge the time that we have and use it wisely. So what will result? Well, what will be the fruit of a true Christian stewardship of time? We have to one day give an account for the time that we have. We have to realize that we're here to advance the work of the kingdom. A certain man, a businessman, was a tither, and he had learned the tithing from his father, but the conviction grew upon him that he should do more than tithe his money. So he made a decision to tithe his time as well as his money. He decided to go each Tuesday afternoon of his busy week to soul winning and to the enlistment for Christ of businessmen with whom he had done business from time to time. The first week, he visited three men. He won one of the three to Christ, and the next Sunday, he was the happiest man in that city as he went down the aisle with the man and his family as they made a public profession of Christ. But he didn't stop with just winning them to Christ. He won them to his conviction about tithing and giving a tenth of one's time to the Lord. And those he won others. So my question is to us today, how are we spending our time? Are we witnessing like we should? Are we bringing folk to Christ? Amen. Are we discipling them that we bring, amen, to Christ? How are we doing in the areas of evangelism? Well, that is what we call time sensitive. Amen. Open immediately. Obey immediately. This is the time to be about our Father's business. God bless you, Minister Brenda. This is all I have for you and for me and for us on this day.
Wow, wow, wow. Listen, Pastor Everett, I got my hand up. I'm one that's been procrastinating too. I've been wasting some time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that awesome and on-time word this morning. Glory to God. I tell you, he always bring it. It may hurt a little bit, but that's all right. It's going to help us. Thank you again, man of God. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction at the end. So right now, let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for being so awesome and so amazing. You are truly great. And we thank you, Father God, even though we got our hands slapped this morning, we needed that. We thank you, Father, for this man of God who have brought to us that time sensitive is so important in this hour, and it brings back immediate obedience. Yes, Lord, help us to be obedient to your will and to your call. Thank you, Father God, that you have brought us. You told us to commit our ways to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. So thank you that this man of God have brought forth your word, Lord God, in such a wonderful way. And we, your people, will hear, not only hear, but be doers of your word, O God. We thank you, Father God. Bless Pastor Everett in such a miraculous and wonderful way. Take care of him and Miss Cheryl, Father God. Bless their homes. Bless their children. Bless all that concerns them. Keep them, Father, in perfect peace as their minds stay on you. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. Thank you, Father God, as I pray over our songbird, Minister Tiffany, Lord God. Let this be the best birthday ever. Strengthen her and empower her this day forward. And even her son, Kalon, Father God, keep them in perfect peace. Strengthen them in every area of their lives. Thank you, Father, for every individual on this call. We ask you, Lord God, to minister and keep them, Father God. Protect them from all harm and danger. Those that have been ill, Father God, we call them healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against them will prosper, and every tongue rise against them will cease. Those that are in bereavement, Father God, we ask that you put your arms around them, Father God. Let them know that you are still there. You've never left them nor forsaken them. And, Father God, this too will move on, Father, as you mend their hearts, Father God, and keep them reminded of the good memories they have of their loved ones. We give your name praise. We give your name glory, because with you, all things are possible. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I tell you, this has definitely been a message that we can share with someone, and that playback number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-pound, and I'm going to ask if our minister Keisha would come on, because we want to sing one more time and give a beautiful celebration, because this woman of God, Tiffany Lauderdale, I'm talking about Minister Tiffany Parise Lauderdale in California, who gets up so early in the morning and allow God to use her. She is talented, she is intelligent, she's friendly, fascinating, amazing, noble, and she yields to the master. So, Minister Keisha, would you come and do your version of Happy Birthday? Thank you.
Can you hear me, Minister Brenda?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman.
God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy blessed birthday, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, our songbird from your TMC family. We all wish you the Lord's blessings and favor forever. Have yourself an awesome day. And to every woman on this call, we celebrate each and every one of you on this International Women's Day. Awesome word, Pastor Everett. Back over to you guys.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha. Happy, happy birthday, Minister Tiffany Parise Lauderdale. We love and appreciate you. You are truly one amazing woman, and we thank you for being the servant leader that you are. May your day be blessed as well as the days in the future, because we know there's a great future in store for you. God bless you, woman of God. Well, thank you so much, Minister Keisha. That was truly beautiful. And listen, if you guys have her text, just blow her phone up and say happy birthday to her, because she is a woman who always thinking of somebody else and trusting and believing God for all that he's doing in her life. And we want this day to be truly special for her. All right. Well, now that I've given you the playback number of this call, because you definitely want to share this number with somebody. That was awesome, time sensitive. I got to go back and hear it again, get my hands slapped again. But listen, let me tell you that the morning motivational call is next. That number is 667-770-1525. It's Presidential Tuesday. 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Thank you again so much, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart and coming back with that other version of Happy Birthday. So love and appreciate you, and Minister Roslyn for allowing God to use you in praise and worship this morning and doing your version of Happy Birthday. I'm telling you, songbird should be feeling special today. God, to God be the glory. And thank you, Pastor Everett, for this on-time word. And I tell you, I still got my hand raised up. I got to go and clean my room as well. God bless you, man of God. And please come back and close us out with the benediction.
May Lord bless you with peace, power, and prosperity. In Jesus' name be blessed. Amen.